This is the Isle of Kevin. Yes, and you're welcome to it. Did I say that right? Anyway, yes, we've got a 1 hour programme of fantastic things. Great music, extracts from my royal memoirs as the monarch of the Isle of Kevin and the world leader. And of course, the one and only cooking on the radio. We're making brunch, as you do. Here we go. What is love? Yes, I'm often asked this question as I float around the globe, dispensing wisdom to the bored, bewildered people like prime ministers and presidents. If you too are wondering what love is, well, let me see if I can help explain. I know it can get difficult, especially if your partner says I love you when you're trying to do the ironing or watch a match on TV. But I think it helps if you understand that when someone says I love you, it will probably be said in the same tone of voice as when someone says I love a meat pie. See? You have to be realistic. It's not possible to love someone all the time. Unless, of course, you set the alarm to ring every hour through the night so you can shake your partner and say, I love you, in a loud voice. That might work, I suppose. Some people believe that love only really happens on Valentine's Day, when pubs and restaurants put red napkins on the table and serve Brussels sprouts with the rump steak they imported from China a few weeks ago. But love is for every day. And coming up next, some practical tips on what you can do to prove your love for someone. Stay with me.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So, as promised, a few practical things you can do to prove your love for someone. Pens and papers at the ready. First of all, don't complain when your partner breaks wind in public. Just breathe in deeply through your nose, run away and breathe out. Allow your partner to kiss and cuddle you even if you're tired. You could try pasting a picture of your eyes on two pieces of card and sticking them over your closed eyes so it looks as if you're awake. Always say no to an invitation to go shopping with someone you love. This is more dangerous than trying to teach them to drive and will surely end in tears. Just hand over a large amount of money and sit by the telly with a bag of Twiglets. Don't buy roses on Valentine's Day. Buy them the day after, when they're cheaper. Your partner will love you for your careful use of money. Write a poem to declare your love for someone. You're welcome to borrow this one. Roses are red, violets are blue. City 1, Man United 2. But above all, just remember to love thy neighbour as thyself, unless of course they live in a perfect bungalow and wash their car every day and trim their privet hedge to look like farm animals. You don't want that sort of thing in your life.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And finally, by popular request, I bring you more great ideas to fill up your Sunday. Get up very early and kick a dustbin all the way down the street. It's great exercise and sets you up for the rest of the day. Every time the local shop turns its shop sign to open, walk in and turn it round so it says closed. After a while, the shopkeeper will get the message and remember this is supposed to be the day of rest. Stand outside the bookies and take bets on how long it will be before the window gets smashed. Then analyse the bets and smash the window at a time that ensures maximum profit for you. Knock the local vicar out by hitting him or her with a Bible, then put a strip of white card around your neck and deliver a sermon on the importance of watching MasterChef every week. Don't forget to take the collection yourself. Otherwise, the church will get the lot. Finally, outdo your neighbour by playing a tape of drilling and hammering noises from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. every Sunday. Then grab a comfy chair and watch the silly fool race out with his toolbox, trying desperately to think of something to repair so as not to be humiliated by your admirable work ethic. Oh, and a little afterthought for you, if all this is too much, why not just take a friend or family member out for a drive and leave them somewhere nice for the rest of the day? You're welcome. See you next week. Bye. How time flies. Yes, the hour is up, just about. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Isle of Kevin. It's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? Yes, at any time of year. And as we say, welcome to the Isle of Kevin, or this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. And you will be next week. Until then, bye.